seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this evening. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for how you're moving here at our church. Lord, I pray that you would bless and you would strengthen, uplift, and encourage. I pray that you would help our church as we walk through this time, Lord, this valley. And we thank you, Lord, for just all the wonderful miracles that you've wrought already, and we know, Lord, that you will do more. Father, help me as I preach. Give me these right words to say, and allow me, Lord, to preach with your power and your ability. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk real quick about that fact of the hireling. Now, of course, we think of hireling, we think of money automatically. And I fear that we are in a place where many who call themselves a shepherd are there for the money. You take away the money and the shepherd will go too. And I believe that there's a great test of that. And I, church, let me say this. I appreciate you. I appreciate that you're good to me. You're good to my family. And I'm grateful for that. But I want to go on record and say in this, and I realize these are only my words, but I would like to think that the last 7 years has proved it. I'm not a hireling. And I will not run when the tough days come. And I'm not going to run from the tough times. Amen? I read this scripture and I take it very personally because I'm the under-shepherd. And so maybe I'm preaching to myself tonight. I don't know. But I read this scripture and I see these things. And it says, he that is an hireling and not the shepherd. The shepherd makes a clear difference between who's hired out and who will run and who the actual shepherd is, the one that will stick around and the one that will stay. Now, of course, this is talking about Jesus, but I'm glad that I can apply it to our life and our church, and I can apply it to help my heart, amen, and I hope that it helps yours. The first thing I want you to notice about the hired shepherd or the hired the hireling, because really we can't even call him a shepherd, and the Lord didn't call him a shepherd, is that he lacks commitment. I'm glad that the Savior has never decommitted to me. I mean, I hear a lot of people talk a lot about commitment. I told some folks just last night that I would rather have faithfulness than talent any day of the week. I'd rather have commitment. I'd rather not have to worry about whether or not someone is going to be there, whether or not somebody is going to do what they say they do or stand where they say they stand or give where they say they're going to give or work where they say they're going to work or serve where they say they're going to serve, rather than to have the most talented individual that could tickle our ears. Amen? I'm just being honest with you. When you find hirelings, when you find people that lack commitment, amen, they are committed to the almighty dollar. I remember in the book of Proverbs, the Bible says, let's see, what is it? Something in a faithful or in a unfaithful man is like a broken tooth. Amen. Y'all have to look it up. It's a sore spot. Amen. And it's a sore spot where you don't want anybody. Amen. Are y'all all right? I mean, there you could have a hireling. You could have a hired shepherd at any given place. And when the money runs out or when things get tough or when the hills get too high or when the mountains get too tall or when the valley gets too dark, they'll tuck tail and run. I'm telling you, we've got a Savior who is committed to the flock. Amen. He's committed to the people. He's committed to those who love Him. We don't have someone that is only here for the almighty dollar. We don't have a God. You go to some of our Catholic churches that are around here, and you will find that there are people that have to pay a penance or something of that nature to get out of this sin or to get out of that sin or to get past this or work through this. I remember when we were in Mexico, we were right around and we would stop at some of these churches and they would have a big sign outside and it'd have something written in Spanish and then out the side it'd say 10 pesos. And then as the list went down, the prices got higher and higher and higher. And do you know what that was? You give this many pesos, this much money to the church, and your sins will be absolved. Friend of mine, that's the epitome of a hireling right there. Amen. We'll pay you and we'll get our sins forgiven. I'm here to tell you tonight that Jesus paid it all. Amen. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. Jesus washed me white as snow. I don't have to go to the priest and make an arrangement to get my sins atoned for. Somebody say amen right there. I don't have to pay a certain amount of money down at the church house to the hireling that doesn't care about me. I have a Savior who loves me and was tempted as I was, yet without sin. And thank God for the Savior who has concern, the shepherd who has concern, has commitment. I got over on my other point there. The next one is lacks concern. That hireling, he lacks concern for me. He's not worried about whether or not I am okay. Miss Natalie started singing. We hadn't arranged that. We hadn't talked about that song. She ain't sung that song in a long time. And that second verse come in that says, who is concerned for my... Can you say it? Do you have the words there in front of you again? Because evidently I can't remember it. That's okay. What about that? Who is the one who understands my burdens? You know, there are a lot of things that I carry that a lot of people don't understand. Can I just be honest with you about the pastor? You look around and you'll get one or two, and please understand, I'm not trying to downplay or be angry or anything like that, but you look around and you'll get one or two calls a week from one or two people. You look around in our Sunday morning crowd and imagine multiple people calling you multiple times and giving you multiple burdens, and they get heavy sometimes, and that's okay. That's the Lord sent me here to bear those burdens, amen? I don't know if I'm hurting you by saying that or if I'm helping you. But listen, that sometimes the load gets heavy. And if you had a hireling in your pulpit and you had somebody that lacks concern, I know sometimes it may seem like that I don't care, but I promise you I'm trying to care as much as I possibly can. There's only one me. And sometimes he don't even know where he's at. There's just one of me. I can't be everywhere at once. I can't answer the phone for everybody. There's been times I've been on the phone and man, I don't know if I ought to wait off. There have been times I've been on the phone with one person and another person be calling and they'll leave a message, and while I'm listening to the voicemail, there's another phone call coming in and two texts waiting on me to answer. And at least one of them people, y'all hold on to your hats right now, at least one of them people's going to get their tail on their shoulders and get mad because the preacher didn't get back to them soon. There's always a reason to throw in the towel. And there's a lot of people that I can talk to, and they say, "Preacher, you tell me about it, and we'll help you all we can." Well, thank you for the sentiment, but there's some things that I can only carry to Jesus. There's some things that I can only take to Him. There's some things that I can only give to Him. And when these tough times come, when the tough weeks happen, when those difficult times and those difficult winds blow through, who can understand my burdens? Nobody but Jesus. You take them to Him and lay them down at your feet. And you know, we make fun of old Elijah because it took one little woman to get mad at him for him to run and pout. Some of y'all ain't never been a Baptist preacher pastoring Baptist women. Amen. Ouch. Yeah. There's a lot that can transpire and there's a lot that can happen, you guys know. And you deal with some of the things that I deal with. But when your burdens get so heavy, we don't need someone that is not concerned. We need a Savior that cares. When I take a concern and I say, "Lord, There's this problem going on down at the church. Listen, listen. You have no idea the things that transpire in this room on Sunday morning. Amen. It can be a glance from an individual, and I get a phone call about it saying, so-and-so done hurt me. Y'all okay? Come on now. When you come to church, you need to put your big boy pants on. We're looking for an offense. We're looking for a way to get offended because of something that happens down at the church house. We're looking for an excuse to tuck tail and run. And so we need someone that understands our burdens and can show us the concern when we have something blow up. Something happens. We need someone that can go, do you know what? Every time I take it to Jesus, He cares. And He listens. He's concerned about what I'm concerned about. I want to tell y'all this. This will make some of you happy. Some of you might mess up your vacation plans. I done planned a revival. Y'all ready? First one in years. Got it planned for August 17th through the 20th. Might as well start announcing now. Jared Dixon. Amen. He's on his way. Done got him booked. Won't you help me start praying that God will do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think? Why keep that hid till 2 weeks before the meeting and then expect you to pray? Put it on your prayer calendar now. Put it on your PrayMinder app now. And start asking God to do something in our revival that He ain't never done before at Gateway Baptist Church. Bear this burden with me. Carry it with me. Y'all happy now, ain't you? That old mean preacher done went from zero to hero all in one sermon. We better not post this one. We better not post this one. He's going to post it anyway. He that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep. I'm going to tell you something, church. Jesus never fails and He never leaves us. And because of His example, as long as there's breath in my body, I'm going to do my best to fight the wolves and keep them at bay. It might mean that I have to bear some wounds. It might mean that I get cut from time to time. It might mean that I deal with bite marks and scars that nobody sees. That'll be okay. Amen. I've kept the wolves out. I tell you this, if I were to lay it down, it wouldn't take long before the wolves would creep in here. Matter of fact, I would be willing to say that they're probably skulking outside right now, just looking for an opportunity, looking for the shepherd to get up out of the doorway. We need concern. We've got a Savior that does not lack concern. And then I got this one last one. And I'm sorry that I don't have this in nice, pretty outline form like I did this morning. I guess I'm just pouring my heart out. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and he careth not for the sheep. When you make someone else your priority, That's a great care. That's a stepping up into a spiritual area that many people never get into. I see people who have a concern. I see people who are committed to things that they like and they're concerned about the things that they like. But when it comes time to stand the test of time, they don't care about the flock. They care about their personal preference. And so they flee. They tuck tail and run because they don't care. Listen, one of the greatest ways that you can show that you care, and I'm not talking about showing me that you care, but showing one another that you care, is to be there. You ain't got to say nothing. My pastor told me this a long time ago. My pastor, Brother Carroll Rhodes, he told me this. When the night that my Uncle Harold died, we were sitting in their living room, and he looked. I looked at him, and I said, what do you say in a moment like this? What do you say? And he said, you don't say nothing, boy. You just sit here quiet. I took that lesson to heart. You know, sometimes we think, well, I got to have the right words to say, or I got to know what to say. No, just be there. You don't have to wow anybody with your eloquent speech about what they're going through, because quite frankly, you don't know what they're going through. But you can sit there and let your presence be known, and you can just know that I'm here. Look something like this. I'm here if you need me. I'll help you all I can. You want me to get you some food? Uh-huh. Get that waiter mentality about you when somebody else's concerns are greater than yours. What you need me to get you? You need me to go talk to somebody? Do I need to make a phone call for you? I'm not calling your doctor. That backfired, didn't it? We have this mentality of what can I get instead of what can I do. We need a whole lot more people that say, what can I do for you? How can I help you? How can I serve you? How can I give to you? How can I give liberally to our relationship? I tell every couple that I marry in the course of whatever it is, the words that I say, it's not the vows, it's just my charge to them. I tell them, give liberally to the benefit of your marriage. Give. And it's the same thing down at the church house. I'm not talking about giving finance. I'm talking about giving of yourself, giving of your time, giving to someone else. Bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. The hired shepherd is not somebody we want. Thank God we've got a faithful shepherd that is committed, he's concerned, and he cares for us. I know this has been jumbled, but I'm done. I wish that I could stay on track more and that I would have stayed on track. I wish that I would have typed a little bit more. Then I might not have said what I needed to say. I know the Lord is doing something at Gateway. I know the Lord is moving. My heart is broken, like many of you. But I know who holds tomorrow. Amen. And I know who's holding my hand. And he's not going to run in this tough time. He's going to stay with me. Father, in Jesus' name, I'm not worthy to stand in this sacred desk. Lord, you are my hope. You are my strength. You are my shepherd. Lord, I bring the burdens to you. I bring you my cares. I bring you my concerns. I bring you my troubles and my trials. And I ask you, Lord, to intervene and help and work. Lord, you can do exceeding abundantly. I pray for our revival coming up. God, start working now. Lord, sure would be good to see people saved. Be good to see homes and lives restored. God, I want to see you work. Send a revival, Lord, and let your work start in me. God, help our church. Help me as I pastor our church. Give me the strength and the wisdom and the knowledge that I need, Lord. Fill me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit and give me your power from on high. In Jesus' name. Would you stand with us tonight while we sing?